Hello, this is Christoph Kemper from the Link Research Tools with a Link Building and SEO podcast. I'm in Dubai. I've just been at the MENA Search Awards and I got a fantastic guest here for us in the podcast. His name is Najib with the Arabic pronunciation, and he became the search personality of the year for the MENA region. He's working for RBBI, who also got a couple awards. Najib, a couple words about yourself and where you're from and what's your background.
Hi, Christoph. Thank you very much for coming to Dubai, first of all. So my name is Najib. I've been working at RBBI for the last 3 years. I'm originally from Paris, and I've been working here for mainly as a SEO lead for the digital team at RBBI. So that's about it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and you've been working at RBBI for 3 years now. How many people do you have at RBBI, and seems like you had some tremendous success and growth in the last years?
Yes. So when I started the journey at RBBI, we were only three people. So Andrew and Amar that you met yesterday. And from that journey, we grew quite quickly, actually. We started with a couple of clients, three of them at the very beginning, and Qatar Airways as the main clients. And we grew with now having like 15 clients on board and about like nine people in the SEO team.
Okay, that's a substantial amount of work to be done, and the great team that I already met here. And by the way, for you listeners, I'm sitting at the RBBI office right now. It's really, really great to be here. And so I know a thing or two about the company that you may not know yet. But anyways, Najib, you won, or RBBI won a couple awards. You actually scored four awards last night at the MENA Search Awards, which was for different categories. And you know, one very popular brand that you worked for is Hertz, where you, I think, could score some amazing results. What were they? Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Yeah, definitely. So we were very lucky and very proud to get the award for the best SEO campaign in the Middle East yesterday. So the success of this campaign was made on Hertz account in the Middle East. So Hertz AMEA. So basically what we've done, it's cleaning up the website. So when we started the account, the website had like a lot of poor backlinks pointing to the domain. And what we've done at the first step is kind of like cleaning the website backlinks, definitely using Link Research Tool, which is like the most famous tool whenever talking about like backlink toxicity. So we spend a lot of time, like about like 2 to 3 months, making sure that all the bad backlinks pointing to the domain are removed and disallowed. So all the process that you know better than I do. So once this has been done, this is where we've started building the website from a technical perspective, making sure that it's well structured, and on top of that, building like unique, relevant content for the website. So, but everything started from cleaning the website properly and having a clean backlink profile. Mm-hmm.
So you spent 2 to 3 months just by cleaning up the backlink profile for this initial phase, right?
Yeah.
So that was your foundation to then be successful on with the additional work. Was that intentionally? Did the client ask you to do that, or did you come up with this strategy?
So obviously, I mean, the clients here in this region, they are not very familiar whenever we talk about like link building. So a lot of education had to be done at the beginning of the project. Initially, when you see the SEO pyramid of Maslow, starting with like technical content, link building being the third step of the pyramid. So the client was expecting us to deliver the technical audit first and rolling out everything. But we said, no, even before this technical audit to be delivered and start this route of infrastructure properly done, we had to like clean everything. So it's kind of like the ground needs to be, set up properly before like building something on it. So we are actually very famous in Dubai of building like big buildings, very tallest one. So we try to like explain to the clients. So if you really want to have like a Burj Khalifa in terms of performance, let's make sure that you have the right ground and not only sand. So this is what we've done with the cleaning up. So it took a lot of time. So first of all, a lot of education as well, and the support of Link Research Tool team on making sure that we have like well prepared on the process. So we actually have a lot of like training and stuff, making sure that we use the right tools, the right features. You have thousands of them. Mm-hmm. Once this has been done, the internal knowledge, this is where we execute it. So to make sure that we keep the clients happy, and so we are very transparent on like sharing every single week the updates and all the links that have been cleared and stuff. So I would say like the key success of this project was as well transparency with the clients and let him know what we do and how we spend the time on his account.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that sounds like a very, very strong and transparent and open relationship with a client, which I think is the basis for any success in your team or with your clients, because actually intransparency brought a lot of problems and maybe even bad name to SEO industry in general in some cases, especially in the past. Something that I saw on the slides that you showed me where you handed in the success of this campaign, I saw something like 370% increase in organic traffic. Was that like 3 times, 4 times more organic traffic that you got after this cleanup?
Yeah, exactly. Honestly, I mean, this is always the big debate whenever you start a campaign, the client asking for like forecasting in terms of organic traffic. So we tend to kind of like see what we've done previously with in the same industry with similar clients to kind of like give a range of, okay, this is what you can expect. Usually for this client, we kind of like estimated of like a plus 50% just to start with. And honestly, I've been so surprised on like the huge uplift that we've got in a such short period. So after like less than 2 quarters, we got like an uplift of about like 200% uplift of organic traffic. And when I'm saying this 200% uplift, it's all about making sure that the backlink profile is clean. So we've not done any technical optimization, any content expansion. It was all about backlink. So I was even myself, after I mean working like for the last 8 years in the SEO industry, was surprised on the results. So yes, we're talking about like plus 370% uplift for the half of the year. And that was like kind of the average for the rest of the year-on-year uplift performance.
Wow, that sounds crazy. That's fantastic news. And I understand that, you know, not just this client, but basically every client would like to know, okay, if I spend this amount of money, what is the result? What will I earn back? The ROI is something that people ask for. But on the other hand, especially in organic search, this is not something that we can easily prognose. It's not something that we are solely responsible for. So if all the other clients then would also do their link cleanup, would also engage in more organic optimization, more SEOs, then the results might be very different to if your competitors do not do anything. So this is why I think your idea of providing them a range is very, very helpful. But now that you got this success with Hertz, with 370% increase, and you got the award for that, you can certainly go and say, this is what was possible in this one case. And of course, we cannot guarantee that this happens again, but this is the method. We made a clean foundation. We built a Burj Khalifa on a solid foundation and not just pure sand on the beach, which I think is a great comparison to what it really is about. You made sure that you have built a foundation for the future. And I think basically all of your clients should see that, and basically all your non-clients should see that as well, because you're doing the right thing also from, not only from my perspective, who am I to judge, but Google said this is great stuff and you have 4 times more traffic now, not just in this year, but also in the next years to come, right? So what's the next step then with Hertz?
The next step with Hertz is actually what we are doing now. It's making sure that we have like some brand awareness around this case study. Obviously, we got, I mean, one of the most prestigious, I would say, awards yesterday evening, which is the best SEO campaign in the Middle East region. So that's just amazing. So we're going to make sure that we celebrate with the client first, because obviously it's not only the agency success, it's as well a client success, and thanks to their collaboration. So I would like as well to thank you, the Hertz team, which are like amazing people. And the next step is obviously sharing that as well to other clients and educate them on the, the thing that today link building is not an option. It's a core and it's never changed. It's a core of any SEO success campaign. So this is what we want to spread the word in this region.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think This is not just to be spread in this region, and I said this before and I'm going to say it again. The results that you see are exceptional, and they are a success in this region, but also an example of what is possible for basically every region. And whatever you you do, doing this on a clean foundation, everything that you do today that you will do next year works better and is better spent money because you basically cleaned up the foundation, right?
Of course. Definitely. When I'm talking about like organic traffic, this is a transactional website. So I mean like people were booking cars behind. So even when you're talking about like the uplift in terms of like conversion rate, I think top of my mind, we are talking about like an uplift of 150% conversion rate for this website just by cleaning up the profile. So this is just huge, and the client really appreciated. They were all looking forward getting this awards because they know the results are just crazy.
Did you say that's 150% uplift in conversions?
In conversion rate, yeah, exactly.
Wow, so that means more than double the money.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, trust me, when I had a look at I'm the department lead for the team here. When the account manager told me that, obviously my first thing was like, please just let me check the Google Analytics. I went through it and it was just like crazy. So we're going to get like hopefully like client approval to like spread the word around this case. Mm-hmm. And that's just like, I mean, I would say now best practice for any other clients that we are taking on board.
Okay. Wow. I think you're going to get a lot of new clients based on this success. And I wish you all the best for that, because we're already hitting the 10-minute mark here for this bite-sized podcast. And I want to thank you big, big time for having me here in the office, showing me around, meeting your team, sharing this great story. And I hope to read more about this great success story in the future when you publish that. And yeah, maybe if you have just one takeaway, one tip, one thing that you have to share with our readers or actually listeners, for the world to share, for SEOs to share, for team leads to share.
Honestly, I mean, I'm a passionate of like the digital. I never imagined that after 3 years coming to Dubai, I will get these awards. I will just say like, I mean, a big thank you for this SEO community. Like 2 years ago, I was attending like Brighton SEO. I was like a kid, just like looking at like big speakers that I've been following for the last 10 years on Twitter, on Facebook, on LinkedIn. And now just being close to you guys, like seeing you coming to Dubai, visiting us, spreading the digital love. This is just amazing. So I would say just stay the same, guys. Like, we love this industry. We love this community. This is what makes us like just amazing. Yesterday, we were attending the Search MENA Awards, I've not seen like competitors. I've just seen like people that share exactly the same passion about digital. So please just stay the same. Big thank you as well to you guys who organized this event. Looking forward to the next year.
Oh, that's a very passionate golden tip. And I think passionate is what drives us, what drives people that are successful. And you can see it with 4 awards for RBBI, one of them for Najib. And yeah, that's a great finale. I say thank you very much. My name is Christoph Kemper from Link Research Tools with my Link Building and SEO podcast out of Dubai. My guest was Najib from RBBI. I wish you a wonderful day. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much, Christoph.